Hello everyone, it is teacher Monica, and in today's English lesson, I'm going to be going in depth about the verb to be in English. So, we all know that the verb to be is one of the most fundamental and frequently used verbs in the English language. It serves as a crucial building block for constructing sentences and various states of being. In this lesson, you will be guided through the different forms, uses, and nuances of the verb to be. So let's go ahead and start off with the present tense. So we have three different conjugations for the verb to be in the present tense. So for the first one, it is am. Am, and it is used with the pronoun I. So, for example, I am a teacher. The second one is, and it's used with singular third person pronouns. So, he, she, and it. For example, she is a doctor. And then we have are, and are is used with the plural pronouns and with the singular you. So the plural pronouns will be we, they, and then the plural you. So if you're speaking to many people, as well as the singular you, if you're only speaking to one person. So for example, you are students. And if it was a singular, so that's for the plural you. You are students. And we know that it's plural you because we have the word students with the plural. Students with the S on the end, showing plural. If it was the singular you, then it would be you are a student. So one person. I'm speaking to the singular you. You are a student. And then the plural you, you are students. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the past tense. We have two ways to conjugate the verb to be in the past. So the first way is was, and we use this with singular subjects such as I, he, she, and it. For example, he was late, or I was late, she was late. And then the other way to conjugate it is were, and we use this with plural subjects and the singular you. So plural subjects being we, they, and then the plural you, as well as the singular you. So we can create the sentence, they were happy, you were happy, and in this instance, you were happy would be the same. You were happy, whether it's speaking to a bunch of people or one singular you. And then we have the future tense of to be, and it's formed using will be. And this will be used with every subject. So I.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You, he, she, it, they, we, all of it. So, for example, we will be there soon, or I will be there soon. You will be there soon. So the nice thing is the future tense is super simple. It's just will be, and it's used with all of the subjects. So I will be there soon. You will be there soon. It's all the same. Now, Let's take a look at the different uses of to be. So we have a few of them. And the first one is to identify people and things. So it links a subject to a noun or adjective that identifies or describes the subject. So for example, she is a musician. She is a musician. We are identifying her. And another example is the sky is blue. The sky is blue, and we are describing in this example. Now, another use of the verb to be is indicating location. So, to express where someone or something is. For example, my book is on the table. My book is on the table. So I am expressing where my book is. It's on the table. So now let's take a look at using the verb to be in forming continuous tenses. So it is used as an auxiliary verb to form the present, past, and future continuous tenses. For example, they are studying. They are studying. He is singing. He is singing. So we can see are and is both being used with continuous tenses. And then the final one that we have is expressing age, time, and price. So you can say, I am 25 years old. In this case, we say I am, not I have. So in some languages, people say I have 25 years old. With English, we say I am, or if you're saying like expressing a state of being, I am cold. He is cold. So we can also express it with states of being as well. And instead of saying, I have cold, we say, I am cold. With time, it is 9 o'clock. It is 4 o'clock. And then with price, these shoes are $50. That jacket is $80. Now, let's look at some common errors that people often have with conjugating the verb to be. And this has to do with subject-verb agreement. So ensuring that the verb form matches the subject in both number and person. So we would say he is a teacher and not he are a teacher. Okay, so she is a student, not she are a student, not I are or I is. It would be I am. So making sure that we have correct subject-verb agreement is really important. And then the second error that people often make is the incorrect tense usage. So make sure that you always pay attention to the time frame of your sentence. For example, I went to the store is past tense. Some people incorrectly say I am went to the store. So we want to make sure that we're not adding two to be verbs in there. I am went to the store is incorrect. We want to make sure that I went to the store, okay? Now, depending on where you guys are listening to this podcast, I actually have a sentence and a poll that I want you guys to partake in. And this is going to help you guys to practice this to be verb. So now let's go ahead and put some of this into practice. So let's review what you've learned. If you guys are on TikTok or YouTube, Instagram, wherever, you guys can write in the comments the correct answer. And if you guys are on Spotify, there is a little comment section. You guys can also write in the correct answers. So, number one, you blank my best friend. So where I said blank, you guys are going to write the correct form of to be. You blank my best friend. Number two, we blank going to the park. We blank going to the park. You guys are going to write the correct form of to be. And then number three, it blank a sunny day. It blank a sunny day. So go ahead and write the correct responses and I'll take a look over the answers that you guys provide. And, you know, this is great. So this type of lesson is going to help you guys to understand and correctly use the verb to be, being that it's so crucial in English. It also allows you to describe states of being, existence, and actions. So practice using it in different contexts and tenses to become more fluent in English. And as always, I will be back soon with more.